Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to the What We Said podcast. I'm Chelsea. This is my voice. If you're new here, welcome.
Hey guys, I'm JC. Welcome back. Happy Tuesday, everyone. It's a great day to have a great day.
It is.
Thank you for your positivity today. Chelsea and I are going to Dallas in just a few days. By the time you hear this, we will already be done with our Dallas show. But I'm very, very excited. We leave in just 2 days.
We haven't gone on a trip together, like just me and you, in a long time. Like 2 years almost.
It was the last time in New York. And even then, we went with Beth to New York. Was that like our last big trip together?
I think so.
It was years ago.
Literally years. I'm so excited.
It'll be so fun. Chelsea and I are just going. We're not bringing anyone.
Not bringing any stinky boys.
Yeah. They're being left at home for this one. But that's going to be very exciting.
I've only been to Texas one time. And I drove through like the top of it to get to Nashville.
Mm.
And we stayed in... Is that a song? Oh, the only way I know the town is because it's in a song. It's like Amarillo. Amarillo.
If it's a country song, I probably don't know it.
It is a country song. You'll know, Texas people. I'm sorry.
We haven't spent like I haven't spent any time in Dallas.
Like I've never been to Houston, Austin, Dallas, any of the big cities.
I've only been to Austin and I like it there, but I'm excited to go to Dallas. I think it'll be so fun. We need to be in our country girl era. We need to pack cowboy boots. We got to get some country music, listening to, you know, some tunes.
I'm down. We've been in our country music era. Well, Nick's always been in his country music era. Nick used to wear cowboy boots to high school. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah.
I'm shocked by that information.
His friends always let me make fun of him and are like, remember when you wore cowboy boots and he denies it? Like, he's like, no, I didn't. Not all the time. Like, just if I worked afterwards or something. And they're like, no, you wore cowboy boots like all the time.
You're kidding.
I cannot picture that, but
we stan our cowboy king.
He sings cowboy music by. He sings country music to Case and it puts him right to sleep.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Country music is very comforting.
Case doesn't seem to like BTS as much as the country music, but
we're
working on it.
He'll get there. Yes, I am alive and well for all of you that saw. I did go to the hospital. Thank you, everyone.
This is really JC. It's not a body double.
Yeah. It's me in the flesh.
It was like texting me about it.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone was very concerned about you.
Like who?
Nick. Well, I was in the other room and he was sleeping with Case, but he like saw your TikTok or I think he screenshotted your TikTok. He was like, JC ? Is she okay? I'm like, I just talked to her. Yeah, she's alive. She's well. Well, maybe not well, but she's alive.
Yeah. I'm hanging in there. I do have a few things that I just remembered that I wanted to say on the podcast about my stay at the ER. I've already given some updates on TikTok of what happened and YouTube, so I'm not going to bore you guys with the details. You guys can go there to, you know, see the whole story. I will tell you, we don't officially know what it was, but I was just having severe stomach pain. Like I thought maybe my appendix were bursting or something, or I was having a kidney stone or something. And they were never able to officially decipher what it was. But I had like an ovarian cyst that ruptured 10 years ago, like when I was in high school, and it was extremely painful. And this felt kind of similar. And they were like, it could be that, but they did an ultrasound and they didn't see any cysts. But they were like, that doesn't mean that one didn't rupture before. And that was what was causing the pain. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the piece of information I wanted to share on the podcast. This girl DM'd me and she's like, wait, if you were at this hospital, because I like posted a photo. She's like, my dad was probably your doctor. And she told me his name. It was him.
What?
And she like follows me. And I don't know if she listens to the podcast, but the doctor was the nicest man on earth. And he had like this southern accent. And he was like, I have three daughters of my own. They're around your age. Like, I'm going to treat you like you're one of my own. And literally made me feel so comforted. And she's like, that's my sister to me. Like, that's my dad. And I'm like, I'm going to cry.
Stop it right now. That is so sweet.
It was so sweet. And we had the best experience. And I was telling Leif, I'm like, wow, people here really are very nice. Like, they gave me some medicine and I got lightheaded. They like were wheeling me into they put me in a wheelchair to wheel me into a room to do the ultrasounds. And I was super lightheaded. So like, I sat down and I was like, I told them, like, I'm really lightheaded. And this other, like, this nurse guy that was there, he's like, you okay, sweetheart? Like, what can we get you? And just so kind.
Aww.
And I was like, it here. Everyone was so nice. But anyway, I thought that was so crazy. I'm like, what are the odds that your dad, like, someone who followed me, it was their dad.
That is so crazy.
But I have another piece of shocking information. The girl next to me. So there's like a curtain that's separating us, a big curtain. But I can hear everything very clearly.
Not much privacy in the ER.
No. And they wheel her in and I see that it's like the EMTs or like people, like she was wheeled in on a stretcher thing. Basically like she had been picked up from her house and like was taken in an ambulance. Mm-hmm. And they were talking to her and they're like, so is this your first time like doing that or whatever? Delta freaking 8 gummy, dude. That's why she was there. She had she was having a panic attack, thought she was like dying and
had a stroke.
Was like freaking out.
You're joking.
No, and called 911. And they were like, is this your first time? And she's like, yeah, it was her first time doing the thing. But she,
no.
Yes, but she had it not a gummy. Please, me knows every detail about it.
Yeah.
I could hear very clearly.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes.
Hers was in a brownie. But it was.
What?
It
Delta
was,
8.
Yeah.
And no, after Abby did her episode, she had so many messages about people having Delta 8 and like having the same thing.
You know what though? I think they were saying Delta 9. That's what
Even
I heard.
Worse.
But I don't know what the difference is. I have no idea. But anyway, it was crazy. I was like, wow, what are the odds that like she's
Ruining
having
the
this
world.
Experience, this crazy like thinking she's going into shock and whatever, called 911 and the whole nine yards from this freaking thing.
Oh my gosh. That's actually really scary.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Anyway.
That is so. Honestly, God bless the people that work at the ER.
Yes. I was thinking about that. I'm like, it's the middle of the night and these people are the nicest, like most helpful, sweet. And it's literally 4 a.m. and they're just being so helpful. I mean, obviously it's their job, but it's very like heartwarming. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that you're tending to me and just being so kind. And it's literally the 4 a.m.
Oh, that is good.
You know?
I will say we went to the ER here a couple weeks ago for Case because he scratched his cornea. And they were so nice too. Like I was shocked. Nicer than like our doctors and any doctors that I've been to. Like they were so sweet with him and they were so nice to me and like nice to everybody around me. Like so in such a good mood.
Oh, that's very comforting.
And I was like, oh, thank you. I mean, Case is okay. It was not that big of a deal. We healed it literally overnight. So, but that's the ER is just a stressful thing.
Yeah.
Stressful place to go to.
Not the best vibe. Not where you want to be.
Well, we're glad you're alive and okay.
Thank you. I was getting stomach pain right before you came over. I'm like, awesome.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
But I'm not doing my pain meds anymore.
Oh.
So I think it's just the residual little cramps and pains, but hopefully.
When you had your last, like, if you can remember the ovary, the cyst,
mm-hmm.
did it last a couple days or was it like over and done?
I don't remember, to be honest with you. Hmm. It was so long ago.
Our friend was just telling me that she had a really bad cyst, like ruptured. She mm-hmm. was bleeding. and passed out. And she was saying how her other friend who had had like a baby and had a cyst said that having a cyst burst is more painful than childbirth.
No, I was going to say when I said that could be a possibility on my TikTok, I got so many comments. There were multiple that said that. They're like, I've had a baby and I've had a cyst and the cyst was more painful than me giving birth.
Oh, 100%.
And it was validating, I will say, because I don't like to, who likes to go to the doctor, but it's like, I don't want to go to the freaking ER. So I was trying everything in my might to be like, no, it's fine. It'll pass. It'll pass. And I'm like, this is so excruciating. Like, I want to go to the ER, no, which is concerning.
On your notes, on your TikTok, where you're like showing the intervals, it looked like you were tracking your contractions. That's what my notes looked like when I was tracking my and they were getting closer and closer together. I'm like, oh, you're in labor.
No, literally. It was the most painful
thing.
You
can do unmedicated and you would probably like literally be a breeze.
Oh my gosh, it was so
And you get painful. A reward. Like a cyst, you don't get a reward.
Yeah, really just ain't no burns. Reward. Just a bill. A bill in the mail. Amazing. Yeah.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Literally.
Anyway, but I'm well. I'm much better. I've been like downing water. Today's the first day I've felt comfortable eating normal foods, which is nice.
Yeah.
So I've literally been trying to just sit and like not push anything because I want to be 100% for Dallas. Like I'm like so... I was telling Chelsea that was my number one thought in the hospital was I am going to Dallas.
She was thinking of the Valley Girls.
I literally was. I'm like, no. This cannot be appendicitis or something where I have to like get surgery. Like I need to be there for that show.
Jeez.
So I think it'll all be good. But the pain meds, they knock me the F out. And so I took one last night before I went to bed and it gets rid of the pain.
Yeah.
But it also knocks me out and
makes you groggy.
It makes me groggy in the morning, and also I've had a nightmare every single night and I'm just like I'm done. I think like the pain has not been unbearable at all today. It's gotten a lot better, so I'm gonna try and not, maybe I'll take some Tylenol or something, but I'm not gonna take them tonight anyway.
Good.
Yeah,
feel the pain, feel the burn.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's my life update.
But Nashville
was great. Go watch my vlog. It was super cozy and fun until that happened.
Until it was not.
Yeah. And I was supposed to go to Arizona for my cousin's wedding. Flight got delayed and delayed to the point where we were going to miss our connections. We're like, okay, well, I guess we're not going to like go to Arizona at all. Maybe we'll go tomorrow morning. And then that's when I had to go to the ER. So our whole trip got canceled. We stayed an extra day in Nashville as I literally laid in bed all day. And then we went home.
Gosh. So,
yeah.
Great ending to a trip.
I know.
Well,
it was fun though. It was very cozy. We literally just like made soup, went to go coffee shops, hung out outside. Boys had a bonfire.
How was the weather? Cookies. Was it cold or was it like
it
warm?
It was literally 75 degrees.
Well, perfect.
Yeah, it was just funny because we like went, we're like fall weather and fall leaves went, not one leaf on the trees. Literally barren and hotter than California.
Yeah.
We're like, okay.
Rad.
We love our fall vibes. No, it was fun though. Obviously, just hanging out with Marcus and Kristen is enough.
Yeah. You don't need the fall leaves.
That's right.
Nice. Well, I have no updates, so.
You've just been vibing.
Just been vibing. Just been chilling. And I did read a review that said, get to the point, ladies.
Yeah. Stop listening to our podcast. Have you not seen the meme? It says 40 minutes in. All right. Should we just dive on in? That's us and it always will be us.
Should we get to it? I know.
Yeah, we could get to it. We're talking about panic lies today. No, you know what else I've seen though? Hmm. When we do get to the point and it's a shorter episode, we get tons of messages and comments. We're like, no, like why was longer. This one shorter? Longer. You can't we'll please
just,
everyone.
Maybe we can just dribble in the life updates in between the stories. They'll never know.
Trick them. I like it.
Why don't we put our life updates and pretend it's a story?
Nice. But I panic lied at the ER. I'm like, ooh, who wrote this in? I need to text Leif and ask him to make me. I had him get mac and soup? Cheese for me. Like Annie's mac and cheese was sounding like the vibe. Which I also had, I got this tea that everyone was saying to get.
Make you poop?
Yes. Called, if anyone has a problem with pooping, Smooth Move Tea.
I've heard of it.
Like peppermint, and it's by Traditional Medicinals. So I had him get some of that. Did you see my TikTok of me drinking the water and chia seeds?
I didn't see the
you didn't
ending
watch
it. Of it. No. Cool. Sorry. I saw the beginning. And then I saw your comment that said it worked. So I was like,
yeah.
I got the gist of it.
It did work. I will say that. But it did take a while and it kind of made my stomach hurt.
Yeah.
Like it was a lot on the stomach. But maybe it's just because
there was ever a time to try coffee. That'll do it to you.
I know. Well, that's what a lot of people are saying. They're like, honestly, just drink coffee. But I'm like,
Nick
when
never
my
has
stomach
coffee?
Is very like sensitive, probably not the time to drink a like latte.
No, that's true.
I don't think
well, you could just drink straight espresso.
True. That'd disgusting. Probably get it going.
Nick doesn't ever drink coffee. But the other day he had a drink of he's like, I was desperate and I got like a double espresso or something from Starbucks or whatever.
He did?
Yes. I'm like, a double espresso?
What do you mean desperate? For like energy?
Yeah. Just he was like, oh, I went to the gas station and like they had the Starbucks like, you know, cans or whatever.
Yeah.
Because he had like woken up super early. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, literally, I was running home. Like I took a sip of it and I always say, I'm like, it's the first sip. The first sip, it touches my tongue and I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom.
Really?
Works every time.
Honestly.
Works like a charm.
Catch me at the coffee shop tomorrow. Yeah. But I made him get that tea for me tonight. So I'm gonna try that too. Because the medicine's just like, it just backs you up a little bit. And I feel like that makes the sick feeling worse.
Mm-hmm.
When like you're eating and you can't go to the bathroom and it's like.
Traps gas and
yeah,
stuff.
It's just not. It's not the vibe.
That sounds heinous, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like your stomach just like.
Mine?
Yeah.
What?
This gives you so much trouble all the time.
Like my period cramps and stuff?
Yeah.
Don't worry. Everyone's already diagnosed me. They're like, you have endometriosis. I'm like, awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, isn't cysts like not even the endometriosis? It's like PCOS?
Who knows? No. The thing is, and people are just being helpful. So it's not like it's mean or something.
Comment?
Yeah. I'm like, you're hating on my uterus? Amazing. But the thing is that I have literally done fertility treatments and gone to multiple fertility doctors.
It's not like
you've
never
and none of them
looked.
Have said that seems and then people will also message me and be like, no, you need to do this because I did that too and doctors said I didn't have anything and whatever, which I haven't been super clear about this and I have in the past, but our fertility issues like from the testing we've gotten done are on Leif's side because of potentially his childhood cancer.
Yeah.
So then whenever people are like, that's probably why you can't get pregnant. I'm like,
yeah, we've done the
tests. We've done lots of tests and like, anyway.
Yeah. Haven't you been to multiple doctors?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, I feel like if a doctor saw symptoms in me, like there's certain symptoms of endometriosis and PCOS that I do not have at all. So that's why.
I know
why.
Nothing about them.
And yeah, I'm not super knowledgeable. I'm not trying to pretend. Again, everyone's being nice when they message me, but I'm just letting you guys know that I have been to multiple doctors. So stay tuned. I will be using a menstrual cup for my next period and I will be reporting back if it helps my cramps. Very excited about it.
Yeah.
You guys, Macy's. Woohoo! From now until Friday, November 26th, Macy's online Black Friday event is saving you big time. On the essentials, the gifts you've been waiting to snatch up all year, it is shopping season, my friends. We're getting ready for the holidays, and Macy's is the perfect one-stop shop for all of your needs. They have like appliances, like a stand mixer, cookware, bedding, self-care staples, tons of beauty products, shoes, clothing, literally everything you could think of. And specifically, I will say Macy's is an amazing spot to shop for the men in your life, whether it's a boyfriend, husband, dad. They've got so many different gift ideas for men, which I really appreciate because I personally think that men are the hardest to shop for.
1000%. Plus, you can shop specials on the latest clothing trends, designer handbags, jewelry, and your favorite beauty products. And you can chip away at your gift list with big savings on gifts like watches, wireless headphones, don't forget your super fun toys, cozy winter gear, and more unique finds that the kids in your life will be very excited to get. So go check out Macy's.com before November 26th. That's Macy's.com, you guys. Macy's is so iconic. Next time you're at the mall, just stop in and you're going to find stuff that you really want and didn't even know that you need. The last time I walked in there, I got some brow gel. I got a beauty blender. I stopped in the shoe department for a bit and they do have a ton of kids stuff. So make sure you go to Macy's.com before November 26th to shop their sale. You will not regret it.
Our next partner has a product that you can literally use every day. I love, love, love this brand. It's Athletic Greens. Athletic Greens is really just the whole package. They have this little greens powder that, number one, the packaging, very aesthetically beautiful, which we appreciate. And it's this, you just do one scoop of Athletic Greens in like a water bottle and you can shake it up or you can put it in a glass and froth it up or whatever. You just mix it up. And it helps with gut health, more energy, optimized immune system. If you don't like taking pills and vitamins, this is an amazing way to like get your supplements in, you know. And what I love is that it's like a one-stop shop. Like you put this scoop of greens in your water and it's helping with so many different things for health and wellness. You're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. Helps your gut health, nervous system, immune system, recovery, focus, aging, literally everything you could think of. And it's just a great thing to add to your morning routine. It's very simple. It is something that's kind of you can do. It's like a no, you know, you don't have to put a ton of effort into it.
It's the one thing with the best things. Athletic Greens uses the best of the best products based on the latest science with constant product iterations and third-party testing. Tons of people take some kind of multivitamin, and it's important to choose one with high-quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. And Athletic Greens One is a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into this season. You guys, everybody's getting sick. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/whatwesaid. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/whatwesaid to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Anywho, should we get on into the panic lies?
Yes.
If you guys don't know what a panic lie is, actually Kristen's sister
invented them.
Is a liar. No, Ashlyn is the one who she posts a lot. I don't know if she like invented the name panic lie or if that's a commonly known phrase, but she posts a lot on her Instagram story like asking for people's panic lies, which is essentially when you are in a situation and you like lie just because you're uncomfortable or you just panic and you literally lie for no reason.
Like, oh, that's giving me anxiety even just thinking about that.
And I've given the example of Leif, like this lady that lives in our neighborhood was like, how's your son? And Leif's like, he's good. And it's like, well, obviously we do not have a son. And Leif just panicked and didn't
want to
be like,
then you have to go along with it.
Yeah, and now has to go along with it. And like, you have to go along with your lie, which is the worst part. Oh, so basically we had you guys write in your panic lies and we cannot wait. Do you have any of your own?
I feel like I have many, but not that I can remember. Well, a lot of people, when we go out and about and Case is wearing like gender neutral clothes,
mm-hmm.
they'll say like, oh, your little girl's so cute. And sometimes I just don't have the energy to be like, oh, it's a boy. Like, especially if they're like passing by, I'm like, excuse me, can you stop? Like, right. It's actually a boy. Like, so if they're like, she's so cute, I'm like, thank you so much. Like, we love her.
Stop.
But I feel like I do this all the time, like panic lie. Or just like panic respond just and it's go just along so obviously fake and not like, it's like when people say something, you don't hear them by the third time. You're just like, yeah. And they're like, wait, no, it was a yes or no question. You're like, oh, kill me.
Yeah. Kristen had one where I think in Trader Joe's or something, the lady was like, did you just get back from the Bahamas? You look so tan. And Kristen's like, yeah, I did. They're like, oh, where in Bahamas? Like, and she's like, oh, like please. Visiting family. Had to literally tell a full on lie because of her just random response.
Okay.
Cheers. She told them that she's visiting family in the Bahamas.
No. Please. Like, sometimes it's when you have to, you don't want to over explain something. You're just like, it's just easier.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
True.
I was trying to quit a job, and when explaining why, I blurted out my mom has cancer. But really, sis. I was just going back to my old job.
Oh, no.
Sis. That's social bad. Media exists.
They gonna find out.
That's very easy to find out.
My first day of work, they asked for a fun fact. I said I had a three-legged dog. I do not even have a dog.
Oh, no.
Why? How did that even come to your brain? I'm worried.
When I was younger, my dentist asked how many times I brushed my teeth for. Oh, how many minutes I brushed my teeth for. She was looking for me to say 2 minutes. I said 20. She was like, girl, you have 4 cavities. I know that isn't true.
20. Just trying so hard not to get in trouble. Yeah.
Oh, 20 minutes.
She's like, okay, that's bad for your teeth. Yeah. So don't do that anymore.
You're grinding your teeth down to nubs. Have you seen that? Oh, I need to know what his name is on TikTok. There's this guy on TikTok that always does impressions of like different kinds of people, and they are somehow so spot on every time. And he just did like the family dentist. Have you seen him?
Oh my gosh, I know what you're talking about. I didn't watch it though.
It was like the beloved family dentist. And he's like, hey, can't complain. It's like, yeah, my 3 eldest sons. Like, and I was like, wait, why do they always have like 12 kids? I'm not kidding. My dentist growing up had 12 kids. And he was the nicest, like, to my mom, hey, Steph, how's the fam doing? Like, sends us Christmas cards, just like so nice and friendly. And then one of them, he like put sunglasses on. You know how you put the little sunglasses
honestly,
on?
Honestly, which those are a serve.
Now they are.
They're a serve.
Yeah.
Leif had them on for Invisalign. I'm like, you're slaying.
Yeah, those are actually cool. You're slaying. Honor, my honor, you're slaying. Your honor, bye, my honor. One of the parts of the skit he was doing, he was like, all right, go ahead and put these on so I don't blind you. I know they're not as trendy as the ones you guys wear nowadays. And all the comments were like, why is that joke like used universally?
Yes.
So funny.
Oh my gosh. There really are typical jokes that like dentists, doctors,
but that's
like they
so
all
comforting.
Say it is. Okay, I was at work and answered the phone but accidentally stuttered. So for whatever reason, I then proceeded to pretend I had a stutter for the rest of the phone call. Why? I do not know.
No.
Like trying to be consistent.
That's when the intrusive thoughts get the best of you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A guy in my college class that I did not find attractive asked for my number and I said, I don't have a phone, while I was holding my phone in my hand, and we both just stared at my phone and never talked again. That's a like probably a number one scenario for panic lies. When someone's like trying to hit on you or ask for your number and you're like,
Let me tell you the solution. You give them your phone number, but you say the last digit incorrectly.
Oh, but then they have a backup because they watch TikToks from guys saying to make sure a girl didn't give you a fake number, read the number back to her and read the wrong number back. Like not what they wrote down and see if she says, yeah.
Okay, well, then you have in your mind what it is. You only do one number off.
Oh, true.
So you're going to know.
Yeah.
I have already in my brain what my number would be. Just change the last digit to, okay, if your phone number ends in 1, do it 2. That's your go-to number.
Okay, that's good.
And then if they're like, oh, so it's this? You're like, no, I told you. It's da-da-da-da.
So what, let me take it a step further. Yeah. What if they're like, okay, I just texted you. Did you get it?
You're like, what the heck? I didn't get it. And then just act confused.
Then they say, is this a number?
Run.
I was going to say like, it's never that easy.
Just put it in your pocket.
Because the kinds of guys that are doing this are never the chill, like easygoing, like, oh yeah, see you later. Like they're never the guy. They're never those guys. They're just like, give me a hug. Please give me a hug, guys.
Ew. No, that's the facts actually. Yeah. But here's what you do.
But that's a good start.
Be like, wait, I didn't. Or if they're like, okay, did you get it? Either just lie and be like, yeah, I did. Cool.
Just point in the other direction and go, wait, what is that?
And then book it. No, but you can play it off. Be like, wait, that's so weird. Like,
I must not have great service.
Yeah, they're probably going to know. It's freaking
funny. Like, just got another text.
There's no.
Can I try and call it?
Yeah, there's no satiating these types of men. Let's be real.
No. Or just start barking at them.
Yeah.
Just start talking like Chester and Jasper, honestly.
Yeah.
Start hitting on them.
Sorry. We'll see.
What?
Hitting on them.
They won't like that. They'll be scared.
Oh, as Chester?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Okay.
I don't think they would like that.
No, they wouldn't. I thought you meant just as you.
Yeah. Well, that could work too. They might just like the chase, you know?
True.
Guys are freaks.
Bunch of freaks out there.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Unfortunately, life does not come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal if you're feeling really stuck or just like you don't know where to turn. Navigating any of life's challenges can make you feel unsure, whether it's a career change, a new relationship, or maybe becoming a parent. I know that personally, it really, you know, shakes up your world and shakes up your mind. So as the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online, plus it's affordable. BetterHelp is amazing. It's online therapy. And personally, therapy has helped me through so many big life changes. It's so nice to be able to talk to a professional, you know, vent out all of your thoughts, even the ones that you think may be silly or not make sense. And to have somebody validate you in those feelings is literally game changing.
Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, which is very helpful, you know, because sometimes if you have an issue or something that you're going through, you don't know how to healthily get through it. And this is someone who's licensed to actually help you do so. So if things aren't, you know, adding up in your brain and you're like, I just need help to get through this specific thing in my life, a therapist can really, really help you with that. So you just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. And if things are not clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It could not be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. That is betterhelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out. You know, sometimes external accomplishments, like taking part in a little playful competition, can make you smile just as much as inner peace and inner happiness.
True.
Happiness does not always have to come from within, okay, you guys? You know what's better than inner peace is making it to level 1,000 in Best Fiends. That's what true satisfaction feels like. And this is a fun little puzzle game, you guys, that you can download on your phone and you can play it offline. So when you don't have any internet connection, aka if you're on a road trip and you have spotty service or you're on an airplane on a trip, sometimes I just love playing a little game on my phone because it's something to do to like use your brain, but it's not super hard, but it's also not like mind numbing. You know, it's a perfect mix of a lot of things and it feels like really you're unwinding, which I love.
You know what I'm going to be doing on the flight to Dallas?
What?
Playing Best Fiends.
I couldn't have guessed. We can play together, Chelsea, both on our phones.
Amazing. Can't wait to beat you.
No, I don't think we can play each other. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, I can't wait to get to a higher level faster than you.
Okay. We'll have to see about that.
And speaking of which, it is very easy to go like get through levels, which is very, very satisfying for if you're competitive people like us. Once you download Best Fiends, you can play anywhere, even without an internet connection, which is great if you're stuck without Wi-Fi. Collect tons of fiends that get powered up as you play more levels. Every win brings new challenges, thousands of puzzles to play. There are new in-game events that are added all of the time. With thousands of levels, there's always more to play, so go ahead and let enough is never enough be your mantra. Download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play, plus earn even more with $5 worth of in-game rewards when you reach level 5, which you will do very quickly. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Go check it out.
All right, people always confuse me and my sister. My sister's name is Elle. People always say to me, Elle, how are you? And I always just act like I'm her because I'm too scared to say I'm not her. I legit tell about her life and act completely like I'm her.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny. Does that ever happen to you and Abby? Did you ever get genuinely like people be like, hey, Abby, or hey, Chelsea to her?
I've never gotten that because I think our hair is just way too different.
Yeah, true.
But I have gotten people that think I'm other people that I don't even know.
Like just a random, and look like, at, hey, like, Sarah.
They'll be like looking at my face. In junior high, specifically, there was one girl named Joy. I won't say her last name.
But I will.
Fine. No, looking back, I don't know if she looked that much like me, but literally, I didn't even know who this girl was. Like, in my first week of junior high, and everyone's like, you're telling me you are not Joy? Like, you're not Joy. And I'm like, no, I'm not Joy. This one girl came out to me, was like, Joy! And she was looking straight at me. I was like, wondering why I wasn't saying anything. I'm like, I'm Chelsea. She was like, oh my gosh, like, wow, you guys look so similar.
It's giving three identical strangers.
Yeah.
You're a twin.
Was so weird.
That is so interesting.
And that's where my Enneagram 4 stemmed from, let's be real.
Like, I am not Joy.
I'm my own being. And so my turn.
Mm-hmm.
During a job interview, when asked what brought me to this new town, I told the group of four interviewers that my fiance and I were looking to put down roots here. I even went as far as to switch one of the rings to my ring finger. I ended up getting the job and had to tell my coworkers that I am indeed not married and just acted like they misheard me. Oh.
I'm screaming.
Some of these you have to go out of your way.
Yeah,
to, like, that is
deep rooted, sis.
Maybe she just didn't think she was going to get the job.
Sheesh. My husband likes to rap and make songs. Oh, sorry. That's not the right one. Okay. Love you, ladies. In first grade.
You're like, sorry, those are my personal notes.
Sorry. That's my personal story I've been writing. I love you, ladies. In first grade, my teacher asked what my favorite animal was in front of the class. And I said dogs because I was obsessed with dogs. But she heard frogs and I just went with it. I went so far as to get a pet frog.
No.
And do every project on frogs.
No.
Just so I did not have to tell her I meant dogs.
Oh my gosh. Wait, how old was she?
First grade.
Wow.
You know what's
funny? Starts young.
Today, we were at a breakfast spot and Leif goes, the guy asked him what he wanted to order. And he's like, have you had the, Leif said this.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had the eggnog latte? And the guy's like, eggnog latte? Okay, perfect. And like put it down.
Oh,
and Leif
no.
just like looked at me and goes, and shrugs and just like goes along with it. And then afterwards, I'm like, you know, you can say, oh no, sorry. I asked, have you ever had that? He's like, I know, but it's just like, eh. He's like, I was probably going to order it either way. Yeah. Like, but it's just so funny. It's like, sometimes you do just, you're like,
yeah,
whatever.
It's just easier.
That's true. I don't have the energy today.
Yeah. That's like sometimes when you're at a restaurant or like a coffee shop. I had this recently where the order is complicated already. And like I was getting a side for Case. And so I needed the avocado sliced a certain way. And they like messed up my order like the first time. And I was like, oh, it's fine. And then they brought out it again. And it was like still messed up. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, you know, just this part was messed up. And then by the third time that they like had tried to fix it, I'm like, oh, sorry, here it is. And they were like so proud of themselves for like finally getting it done. Like, oh, I can wipe my hands clean of this. I was like,
it still wasn't right.
Yeah, it still wasn't right. Like they just didn't even give me one of the things. I'm like, I'm just gonna go home.
I'm gonna choose peace today.
Yeah. I'm gonna choose peace.
Totally.
My neighbor in my apartment complex is an old man. When we first met, he asked me my name and I said, Madison. He said, nice to meet you, Allison. I was too frazzled to correct him. I have now lived in this complex for 2 years and he still calls me Allison to this day. When my friends come over and he sees them walking into my apartment, he says, are you Allison's friends? And they just go with it.
Please.
Aww. I saw this tweet today, actually. It's funny that the algorithm again knew what I was going to be doing tonight. And it was like, I have had this neighbor for like 3 or 4 years and I've always thought his name was Brian. And I've been to dinner at his house. Like, I see him almost every day. Like, I talk to him all the time. And I just now figured out his dog's name is Brian. His name is Steve. And it's like, the
I'm
guy just
sorry. Not you calling him his dog's
no,
name for
it's
years.
So bad.
Okay, my husband likes to rap and make songs. And so in our apartment, he has this setup with a laptop and a microphone that kind of looks like a podcast setup. One day I needed the maintenance guy to come fix something when I was home alone and he saw the setup and was like, oh, you guys have a podcast? That's so cool. Do a lot of people listen? And I panicked and was just like, oh yeah, lots. Instead of explaining to him that my husband is a wannabe rapper and that this is his studio.
My gosh, please. And the next question, what's it called?
Yeah. Ooh, that would be bone chilling.
It's like what we said.
Yeah. Honestly, you can use
you can
our
use
name
us as Panic Lie.
As a Panic Lie for marketing purposes.
Yeah.
100%. I saw this TikTok. She was like, it was to the sound. It's like, if we go down, then we go down together. It's like, Bella Hadid, if your nudes ever get leaked, just tell them it's mine. Like, if we go down together.
Please, I'll be your body double.
Yeah.
People will totally believe it.
I'll take the fall for you.
One time I was getting my hair done and my hairdresser was going on and on about how annoying it is when women don't go back to work after having children.
Goodbye.
I had literally just had my son and had no plans to go back to work, which I am extremely grateful for. She asked me what my current job was and I panicked and I said, oh, I work with wildlife animals.
Sorry.
She then asked more details about it and I literally just kept the lie going. I probably gave her so much misinformation on wildlife care.
You could have said something like, I work at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, sis.
No, she's like, which location?
I'm a marine biologist.
Like, which location? My dad's the boss at that one.
Oh, true. So bad.
Oh, sheesh. That is really stressful, actually.
I just got a glimpse of my next story and I'm cackling.
Okay, so one time while I was working from home, a high school-aged boy knocked on my front door. And when I answered he asked me if my parents were home. I panicked and said, no, they're not home right now. They're at work. Which seems like a total normal response, except for the fact I'm actually a 26-year-old girl who lives with my two friends who are also 26.
Oh my god!
I'm not sure why that response came out of my mouth so fast, but I think about this interaction more often than I would like to. I literally have done that so many times. Probably three
times. Just go along with it.
Yeah, they'll say like, are your parents home? And I'm like, oh no, they're not. And they're like, okay. Because like we've rented everywhere we've been. And so
like we can't even
like the landlord's in charge of, you know, pest control or anything else that they want to do at the house.
Yeah.
Solar, it's like, that's not our deal.
Yeah.
So if anyone comes to the house and is like, are your parents home? I'm like, I'd rather just be like, no, and get them away.
Yeah,
than,
100%.
Than be like, well, actually, I'm almost 30.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And I am the owner of the home.
And I really thought that
I'm the owner of this house.
I thought that my chin was making me look older. Nope. Still said, me and life. Go, are your guys' parents home?
Oh,
I'm like, come on.
God.
You think this mustache? And this with this mustache and this chin.
Like, we're brother and sister. What do you think? What do you think's happening here?
Siblings under the age of, like, 18? Really? That's what I'm telling you. I'm like,
they're pranking.
There are two different complete sides of people. Some people think I am legitimately 17 years old. And then other people, like, totally see that I'm my age and don't question anything about it. It's like I was saying, my entire life I've been told I look young. I've never loved it because I would be 18 and people would literally think I was 14 years old.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
And I'm like, awesome.
Would love
I'm
to
like,
be my age.
Yeah, like trying to be a woman and people are like, are you 16? I'm like, awesome. The opposite of like womanly and sexy. We love that. But then as I've been getting older and sometimes people don't like, I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm 27 or 28, you know, about to be 28. And people are like, oh, okay, yeah. And I'm like,
you don't think I'm 20?
Are you surprised?
What are you going to ask me for my ID?
I'm offended.
Oh.
So anyhow,
It is quite a shock. I feel like when you think about just your age and how you would have perceived your own age when you're like 18.
Yes.
Like 18-year-old me thought 28 was so old, like life over old. And now I'm like, my life has only begun.
No, it's so crazy. I was saying, so my
mom. Not even 28 yet.
But. My mom was in her 30s when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, when I was a sophomore, she was literally 36 years old.
You are joking. No.
And so because of that, I've always thought of 30 as being like old. Like,
yeah.
My mom was very, she was a young mom to me. But at she's the same a, time, adult. She's yeah. an adult. She is a freaking, she's a teenager. Like, so in my mind, I was like, oh, 30 is like you're an official adult and you're like, you know, you've lived a lot of life.
Your life's over.
Yeah. And I'm like, excuse me? Now yeah. that I'm thinking about that, it's just so wild.
It's actually really sad to think about how your parents are also growing up.
Yeah.
Like you as a kid, it's like you just think your parents are like the same, but they also were like going through their 30s while you were little. Like yeah. they were going through their 20s when they had you and then going through their 30s while you were like going through high school. Like they were growing up.
Exactly.
Really sad to think about your parents getting older.
It is. And it's sad to think that they are also, it's like you said, like my 20s. So if I had a kid when my mom had me, like I would have a 7-year-old or whatever it is right now.
Yeah.
And it's so weird to think like kids are so perceptive and like they pick up on so much. And I just think about the fact that like, yeah, my mom was in her early 30s at the age when I'm like 12, like really picking yeah. up on things. And it's like, wow, she was still, now that I'm like close to that age, I'm realizing like I still don't have everything figured out. And it's like,
yeah,
she was probably still in that exactly. same position. Like she doesn't know exactly what to do for every situation. But when you're little, you just think your parents have all the everything. Answers and they know everything. And they're so, you know, much older than you. So it's so
wild.
Weird to think about.
It makes you be a little bit like more forgiving of your parents when you realize they're literally just like kids who had kids.
Yeah, it's crazy. Exactly. It is crazy.
Okay. My gynecologist asked if I was sexually active and I said yes. She proceeded to ask what type of contraceptive I was using and I said I wasn't using any type of birth control. She looked shocked and started recommending options. I was too scared to explain to her that I'm a lesbian so I don't have to worry about getting pregnant. Now I have a monthly prescription for the pill that I'm too scared to cancel. Please.
It's not you wasting money.
Goes and picks it up. Please tell me you don't go pick it up every month too. Oh no.
Oh, not at risk.
Like, I don't want to talk about this now. Not with you. Not here.
Not here. Not now. Me and my husband were at a thrift store buying an old wedding dress to use as part of our Halloween costume this year. I was going to be the bride of Frankenstein, so fully planning on destroying the dress. LOL. The woman at the cash register congratulated us and asked when the big day was. I panic lied and said December 10th. Even though we've been married over a year, it just slipped out. I just didn't want to have to explain to this woman that we did not intend to use this old dress from the 80s for our actual wedding.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's funny.
Hello from a fellow VVG. Hello. So stoked I finally have a story to write in. One time I accidentally hit a guy's car in a parking lot with him in it. No damage or anything. And I got out to check it out. He came out and was like, there's no damage, so don't worry about it. But how about instead of taking your insurance, I get your number instead? Yikes. I was low-key scared of a strange man in a parking lot trying to pick me up, so I panic lied and told him I had a boyfriend. But he wouldn't stop questioning me, so I had to really keep the story going. I literally laid out the whole story of how we, my fake boyfriend and I, met, and panic created a whole fake boyfriend backstory out of thin air. Honestly, that's a skill.
It is a skill.
Like, to keep that lie in the story straight, keep the details, like...
You deserve an Oscar.
That really is impressive. And good for you. Anything to literally avoid men at this point.
My initial thought was like, is this story going to end? Like, and now we're married. Like, yeah. That's how she finds her freaking husband. Yeah. See, that would be cute. But unfortunately, he pressed him for details. We don't like it. Okay, this is my last one. Hey, besties. So my sister played D1 basketball in college, and I was telling someone about my family. He proceeded to ask me if she went on to play in the WNBA, but I didn't hear what he said, so I just smiled and said, yeah. My sister, in fact, does not play in the WNBA, and she's an engineer now, LOL. Well, then he asked me what team she played for, and I was super excited and shocked. Oh, with a super excited and shocked face, and I said, Arizona. I have literally no idea where that came from because I have zero ties to Arizona.
Please.
The Uber arrived, and in that moment, I've never been so relieved. I never saw that man again, so I never had to face my lie.
Oh my gosh.
You probably, you know why you panicked and said Arizona? Because you're a VVG and you've been listening to the podcast. And so you're very familiar with us talking about Arizona because we
Arizona basketball.
Mm-hmm. That's why you panicked.
In case that happens again, it's the Mercury. I can never say that word. Mercury.
Mercury?
Yeah.
Have you been watching? Have you been watching the Suns games?
No, I've been
getting
concerned
because I haven't been getting texts from you during
games. I know,
games.
I haven't been. I'm not gonna lie. I've been going to bed very early because, unfortunately, daylight savings does not affect Case's internal sleeping clock. So I've been going to bed very early and waking up very early. And I'll check Instagram and I'll see that the game's all, like, already over, and so I'll see like the stats and I'm like, dang. And now I feel like I'm like far behind.
No, you're not. I mean, come on. The season lasts months. You're definitely not behind. But I will say there have been a few painful
losses.
Painful losses.
Really?
Very close. Like the one last night was against the Heat and it was literally 1 point away. And there was like 30 seconds or 20 seconds left and we had the ball. And
no,
we
almost dropped it.
Booker. And like we could have, like we would have won the game. And then he missed. Like he went for a three and missed it. And then we lost. It was pain. Like, but there have been, yeah.
Campaign?
No. Just real pain. But we've also had some good games, too, that have been good. Or that have been, you know, great wins.
What are we looking like?
You know what? I think we're looking good. And you know why? We still have a good record and stuff. And, I mean, the season's very fresh and new.
Mm-hmm.
But I was telling Leif, I kind of like that we're not, like, number one, like
the pressure is too much.
It's too much, and I don't want us to be the best team in the NBA because we were last year, and we didn't go far in the finals, and so
it was such a letdown.
Yeah, it was such a letdown. I think if we're like still towards the top, but not the number one, like you know, best in the league. Like, I want to see. I'm gonna actually look up NBA rankings because I kind of want to know where we are, but.
I actually think we're doing pretty good, but
we are for sure. We're definitely like up there, but just not number one. We're number four.
I'm not gonna lie, I've been in my football era a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. I trust me. I'm just as shocked as you guys.
Not football.
It's actually so good.
Really?
Like, again, once you make the emotional connection to like some, like I have to learn about the players and the ESPN. Like they obviously make so much money and spend so much money, but. They know how to get you because in between like the plays, they'll do like or commercials, they'll do little segments about the players. And so I'm like, oh, this guy's an underdog. He was like the 20th pick or something. And now he's the best quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll make like a great play. And I'm like rooting for him. And now I'm watching and now I'm an Eagles fan. It's like, what? How did I get here?
The only NFL content I intake is literally like. TikTok wives who have NBA players 100%. Like Allison. We love our girl Allison. You know that we're birthday twins, January 10th, 1995.
I love her TikToks. They're so funny.
Day and year, baby. And I love her.
Same
She's
hospital.
So I'm like, same hospital, same parents. We're switched at birth.
It's so good. It actually, like, it makes me want to go to a football game.
Yeah, a football game is actually a fun vibe.
Yeah.
For sure. So is basketball game. We need to go to a Suns game this season, though. Because, I mean, I've already been to one, but it is... So fun.
It's just so fun.
It's just the best.
I know.
So yeah, we're 8-5. 8 wins, 5 losses. We're number 4 in the Western Conference.
Okay.
So that to me, I like because I don't want to be number 1, truly, because I think that we're going to freaking blow it in the playoffs if we do that.
I agree.
But I don't like being behind the Jazz. That's going to be a no from me.
Oh.
I have something deeply against the Jazz.
Same.
I hate them.
No, honestly,
sorry
same.
If you're from Utah, and I love my Salt Lake City girlies, but I do not like Utah Jazz.
It's just kind of like high school. It's like
it is.
You just have a rival, and you just hate them for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. And I also don't like the Dallas Mavericks. I'm sorry, my
no,
queens.
I'm sorry. Oh, we're going there, and that's where the Mavericks are, and the Mavericks are who slayed us in the finals.
You know, I feel like
what's his name,
Doncic. The thing is, I feel like there are certain people who are likable and like you can't like even Giannis. I'm like, oh, you're so good. And it's annoying. But like, I have to respect
you. I love
you.
That man.
Yeah.
Let's be
like, I love him. Like, I have to respect him. I don't feel that way about Doncic. I don't.
I feel like anyone who's like kind of rude to Booker, I feel protective.
He just doesn't, you know, do it for me. You know what's funny about Doncic to me?
You know what's funny is that we'll get people messaging us like,
oh, for sure. And
after this.
Yeah, and they'll be
like, you're just saying that because he's such a good player.
Yeah.
That's
no, I'm not. I'm saying that because I don't like his vibe. That's what I, and people.
Well, maybe he just had a bad day.
No. I'm like, nope, he has bad vibes 100% of the time. No, he is good, but I don't know, something about, I don't like his energy. I don't know why. No, you can't argue with that. And I will say something controversial.
Okay.
I'm scared to say it a little bit. But there's someone on our team that I don't like. That Ooh. I don't like their energy. Ooh. And it's the new Lee guy.
Oh, really?
He gets into like fights and causes like drama. I'm like, no, dude. This not the vibe for the Suns. Like, I just feel like the Suns have such good.
He's messing up the chemistry.
Yes, he's messing up the chemistry. He's good, but he like always get fouls and will like go after them. And I'm like, no, that is not.
Yeah.
I don't like that vibe. I feel like the Suns players are.
The Suns have a standard of
sportsmanship.
Yeah,
like they're pretty. I don't know. Maybe I'm just extremely biased. I feel
yeah,
like
yeah, we only, are extremely biased.
We are. And I'll admit that. But I also feel like the only player who would really get into it hardcore with other players. And I'm sure people hate Chris Paul, hate Booker, whatever. I get it.
Wait, is Jay Crowder still on the team?
No, that's who I was just going to say. But well, I think
he
might get traded. I don't think he's like playing at all right now. But he's still on our team. Technically.
You better sell that shoe fast.
But I was going to say, Jay Crowder is the only one who I personally like love him still. But I think he's the only one who would be a little more hot-headed during the games and like get into it with other players. But most of the other Suns players like aren't super, I don't know.
Well,
like, they don't have that.
Would really disagree with you because people say that Devin Booker and Chris Paul are the biggest trash talkers in the game. Literally in the entire NBA. People say that. Other players say that.
I think that they trash talk, but they're not as, what's the word? Like, I don't want to say violent, but like kind of. Like
yeah.
They're not as like throwing their hands up and being like, what? Like they're not as aggressive.
Yeah.
Maybe they trash talk, but I don't think they're as aggressive to literally my eyes as a viewer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And again, I'm willing to admit it with like Lee and other people. I'm like, you're just giving, why are you doing that?
He's just new. So it's like,
well, and you know. I think a lot of players do that on every team. I'm not going to pretend like all of them. I'm about to get so many messages, you guys. That was the most controversial thing. People
welcome
hate.
To NBA Corner. Okay. We have a bias. And we're okay with it. We're proud of it.
Of course. Do it with any team you like. Like anyone has bias.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Of course. Oh, Devin Booker's a major trash talker. I saw he made a three the other day and like looked at all the bench people and was like,
I was gonna say I've seen a
rubbing
TikTok.
Rubbing it in. I'm like, dude, it's so funny. But again, when it's my team,
he does
I love it.
Quietly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's quietly.
Mm-hmm.
Where only they could hear.
Yeah.
Only the people who've been trash talking.
I think that's the difference.
Wait, did
they're more quiet with the way they show their anger.
Did you see that interview that Chris Paul did after the game? Okay, if you guys don't like the basketball talk and NFL talk,
don't
because
you dare apologize.
I'm not about to apologize. I'm just saying you're free to walk off.
You're dismissed.
He did an interview where he is after one of the games and he was talking to the girl reporter and he was saying like, she was like, oh, what about that? Because they lost. And it was like a bad call at the end or something, according to Chris Paul. But anyways, mm-hmm. She was like, what about that last quarter or like that last call? What do you do in the future to make sure that doesn't happen? And he was like, well, if we're being honest, like the refs made a really bad call and they're not allowed to say that. Like, you're not allowed to bad
call. We'll get fined.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, come on. And like you could tell she kind of panicked because she was like, come on, like you can't do that. Like, don't do that. And he's like, I'm just saying. He's like, don't worry. And then she was kind of like stiff after that and like talking to him. And as he was walking away, he's just like, don't worry. He's like, you won't get in trouble. He's like, I will. He just like walked away. It's so cool. Like pretty much probably knows he's going to get fined, but also was just like, that was a bad call. And I'm going to say it. And I don't care if I get in trouble.
Monty was saying that in a recent like press conference too. Like
they're not supposed to say that.
And he said, he's like, I know that people like, you know, you're going to get in trouble for whatever. But he was going off. No, here's the thing, guys.
It's got to be bad enough.
I know I'm biased. I know. And I know that our players like, there are Suns players that people on other teams hate. Like, they think they're so annoying. And so I get it. And that's what being a fan of a team means.
Yeah.
You're ride or die for them. So
exactly.
You look past.
That's the spirit.
That's the spirit. You look past the annoyances because you just love. You know their backstory. You're connected to them.
Exactly.
You're invested. So you're willing to look past maybe little annoying things they do because it's your team. But then when it's other people's teams doing that to you, you don't like it.
Exactly. There's not another team in the NBA that I'm like, wow.
No, I literally hate all of them. Of course.
Of course. I have something to say.
Okay.
And I wonder if you know this yet or not. Did you know that Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski yeah, are dating?
I heard it's fake.
Oh, really?
I heard it's fake news.
Who told you that? Like, who dare told you that?
I just have seen all over TikTok. It's like, that's not real, guys.
Oh. You're kidding.
Maybe it is. I have no idea. I saw it and I was like, wait, really? And then I saw that it was fake.
Oh, wow. Okay, never mind. Forget everything I just said.
Well, maybe it's true. I don't know.
No, I just looked it up. I've seen so many memes about Pete Davidson, though. It's like Pete Davidson, 25 minutes after he goes to heaven, he's like, has his arm around Marilyn Monroe.
Literally gets the hottest women on earth.
No, that's why it would made so much sense that he was dating Emily, because she is so stunning.
She's gorgeous. Yeah, like, okay, what does this man have? I'm reading this
article and it's like,
it's not like confirmed. Rumored,
completely rumored. Emily is laughing about it. I'm like, okay.
Oh,
cool. I was bamboozled.
Bamboozled by the media once again. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would love to see that personally.
Same. Except I kind of would love to see him and Kim get back together. For honest.
For sure. No, same. But like they were good for each other in that moment, you know, yeah. In that period of time. I wish they would keep dating for sure.
Yeah. Although a lot of people are shipping Kim Kardashian with Tom Brady, speaking of NFL.
Oh my gosh.
But did you know? So, you know, he got a divorce from his wife.
Right.
And they've been married for like 12 years or something like that.
It's like very shocking.
And, you know, he retired.
Mm-hmm. And then went back.
And then literally went back, which, you dummy.
Why did he do that?
Why would you do that? Because you're literally living long enough to become the villain. His team's not doing good.
No, dude.
And he's like literally a legend. But it's like, then he comes back. He's like, I'm not done yet. And then he just has a terrible season.
Yeah, loses. Awesome.
Like, has the worst record of his career. And it's like.
And then gets divorced from his wife.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And also she's like, I'm done supporting you pretty much. And like following you around doing all this stuff. And it's just like, if there's a lesson to be learned here, quit while you're ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he literally had this retirement. Everyone was like.
The legend. Tom
sending
Brady.
Off on such a high note. Have a good retirement. But I think he probably, allegedly. He probably stopped playing and realized that that was his entire identity and was like, wait, what am I to do now?
Did he ever say why he like quit and then came back? What was the reason?
I have no clue.
Just realized he wasn't done yet or something?
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's very anticlimactic. It's like retiring.
The worst
PR
move of all time.
Yeah, as like the biggest legend in football history. And then just like.
Yeah.
Coming back a week later. It's like, never mind. Like, okay, you ruined it.
Yeah. If you ever are interested in getting into the NFL, the Cardinals do have some good, like, cool players. Like, their quarterback.
Literally, like, joining the NFL.
Like, if you're ever interested in coaching, I know you said that one time. Their quarterback is, like, a shorter guy, and he's so fast, though. So, he's, like, one of the only quarterbacks who can, like, run the ball as well. So, he can make, like, he makes the coolest plays where he, like, they forget about him. Like, you know how you come and, like, sack. You mm-hmm. want to sack the quarterback if he mm-hmm. doesn't throw it fast enough. So instead of getting sacked, he can like dodge them. And literally he has so many yards.
Oh, that's cool.
And it makes you be proud to be an Arizonian.
Yeah, we were actually talking. Marcus was saying, he's like, you guys actually have like pretty epic sports. Like just in general, like the hockey team, the Coyotes. I don't know anything about this season or anything, but just in general,
yeah.
We have some iconic teams.
Yeah, we do.
Like the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about the Cardinals, but Phoenix Suns, like back in Steve Nash and Stoudemire mm-hmm. and like.
Well, the
like,
Cardinals had Kurt Warner and Kurt Warner yeah, yeah. was like iconic.
Right.
And is iconic.
We've had like iconic moments in mm-hmm. history for a lot of our sports teams, which is cool.
Definitely.
Love that.
So stay tuned. Maybe stay if tuned the Cardinals go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I will become the biggest fan. Literally. And I will find like any one of the players on the team that's a Capricorn and I will devote my life to him.
Are there any?
Don't worry. I'm ready.
That is the most true statement I've ever heard. Like the smallest bit. Anytime I find out someone's like an Aries, I'm like, our souls are connected.
Literally.
Like, oops, sorry, no, I'm actually a Taurus. I'm like, oh. Oh, that is so
they
funny.
They start performing bad. I'm like, ooh, we might not have the same rising.
Yeah.
Signs.
Or I find out that like, if it's a girl and her husband's a Taurus, I'm like, oh, destined to be friends. Like, it's in the stars. Like, it's a 1 out of 12 chance we're the same.
I know. I wished so bad. Wait, I need to look up who on the Suns team is a Capricorn or if there are any.
Well, we know Mr. Booker's a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Chris Paul. Oh, please.
I wonder if Jay Crowder was a Capricorn because I really liked his energy.
Okay, Chris Paul's a Taurus. I'm like, I knew I had a love for him.
Hold on. What's your zodiac, Mr. J? Oh, Jay's a Cancer.
Interesting.
That's interesting. Suns player Capricorn. Come on. Just tell me which ones. Tell me which one's the elite. Like the worst player on our team. I'm like, awesome.
It's Lee. Please look up his birthday.
I will. What's his name? I don't even know his first name.
He's, by the way, fun fact, he's married to Steph Curry's sister.
Oh, yeah. She probably listens to the podcast. And I just insulted her husband.
Why would she listen to the
podcast? I'm just kidding. Very bold of me to assume. No. Okay. Oh, now I feel bad that I said I didn't like him. Because what if someone had a connection to him?
So what?
Well, I'm saying that's mean. What's his name, Chelsea? Oh, Damian Lee.
Just know he's doing fine. I don't think he's worried about our podcast and our opinions on basketball. I think he's fine.
Oh, good. Damian
Lee. He's like, I literally just got a $2 million check.
Like, all I heard is feelings. He's like, I literally make more than you do in one day. I'm fine. Damian Lee's a Libra. I knew I hated him. I'm kidding. I don't know. I don't know many Libras.
I knew I hated him.
I think Keaton's a Libra.
Yeah, he is.
I actually don't know like any Libras.
Please, I keep trying to put Sun Zodiac sign, but
Sun's team Capricorn. Players. Tell me which one. NBA players Zodiac sign.
Oh, whole thing I just found the same thing. Okay, look.
Okay, I'm not gonna do.
I thought it said Mikal Bridges was Aries. I was gonna say he's not giving me Aries in energy. Oh, Kyrie Irving is definitely an Aries. I know none of these people.
Hold on, we need to find.
The Bad Broadcast just did a
Capricorn.
Just did a Boss Babe caucus, like a draft. We should do that with NFL or NBA players based on their personalities, lives.
What is that third word you're saying? I don't know what that means.
Caucus?
What's caucus?
It's like a draft.
A what?
A draft or something. I don't know. That's what it was called. That's what
caucus.
Caucus, yeah. It's like an election.
In my life. Oh, okay. I'm down. Oh, guess who's a Capricorn?
Who?
LeBron James.
Of course he is.
The hardest worker we know. JaVale McGee is also a Capricorn. But none of the Suns players are. Anyway, well.
Wait, none of the Suns players are Aries either. Ugh. I'm bummed. Oh, wait. Let's see.
Why they've been losing.
I don't even know him. Awesome. Literally a bench player. Rod. Oh, Dario, Sreek. I don't know him. I'm like, we're not on like a personal.
Guess who's a Virgo? Oh. My Virgo king, Mikal Bridges. I love you, Daddy Bridges. All right, we got to sign off.
Yeah, it's okay. Done. It's done. I honestly forgot we were recording.
I did too.
Okay.
Thank you guys for listening.
We're going to see Dallas in a couple days, but by the time this is up, it'll be over.
I'm going to be honest. Probably our tickets might be sold out because they're really close to sold out at this point. But if they're not, we still have a few tickets for Phoenix shows and also for the Salt Lake second show, which is like a late night vibe. It's going to be really fun. So check that out. We opened up a second show in Salt Lake because the first one sold out quicker than we ever imagined. Salt Lake really showed up and showed out. Me, like,
I have the giggles right now.
I hate Utah Jazz. Da-da-da. They're like all canceling their tickets. Thanks for listening to NBA Corner. If you're still with us, you're real ones. We love you guys so, so much. Go follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. And that's what we said. Goodbye.
Bye. Signing off.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.